All right, good evening, folks, here on WBGB 92.5 FM and streaming online at CNLakeBroadcasting.com. Almost 7:30 p.m. here, and yes, a delay here if you caught our Facebook or Twitter, because there was stoppage of play due to a fire alarm. So the game's going a little late here tonight.
And it's a triple header.
That is Jeremy Burgess. Yes, it was a triple header earlier. They had a freshman game. JV game still going on, and boy, what a comeback here for the Yale Bulldog JV team. They were down at one point 40-something to 34-36, and within 2 minutes, they took, an 11-point lead.
Yeah, they're on a 21-10 run right now.
Unbelievable. This is what can happen in the Blue Water Area Conference. We're here tonight here at Krauser Lexington High School. I'll be here tomorrow night also for the girls' game. It's rare to have both girls and boys doing so well that highly anticipated games that we, get a treat like that with both teams really battling for the BWAC. Even though Croswell Lexington has three losses, they're all against pretty tough teams, but they're still a darn good team here, and the Yale Bulldogs know that for this boys basketball. Very important Blue Water Area Conference League showdown for both these teams.
And the stands show it tonight. You've got a pretty good crowd here for a Thursday night game.
And when that alarm went off, we had to be sent outside, by the way, Jeremy, right?
Yes, we did.
So I want to thank Jeff Kozel, our athletic director here, for setting us up here on the floor. We're actually on the floor. Usually when I'm here, I'm in the bleachers, and I set up right behind the score table. But we're on the floor right near the action, so we're guaranteed, and hopefully they'll try not to, a player may slide into this table tonight. But we're here for a really good matchup. You're looking for this. You already seen this Yale Bulldog boys team when they played against Brown City, your alma mater.
On Monday night.
So, yeah, and they, of course, won that one, too. So.
Yes, they did. And they are a definitely well-coached team.
The coach of the Yale Bulldogs, we'll say this really quick, Lance Campbell, still coach of the Krauser Lexington Pioneers. Garnett Kohler, still coach of the Yale Bulldogs, but he actually left for momentarily to be the principal over at Marlette. And now he came back to Yale as now the principal.
Yep.
And he returned to coaching. His son is also on the team here. I remember the kid when he was a little tyke. And then all the early years and all the great classic battles that they had against Emily City, Krauser Lexington, Richmond, Armada, Almont, all those great showdowns I got to cover Garnett Kohler and the Yale Bulldogs back in the Thumbtugger Sports days. And for disclosure purposes, he is my cousin-in-law as well here. So you can say maybe I'm torn between these two teams because I'm a big fan of Lance Campbell here and what he's done with the Krauser Lexington Pioneers.
And I played under Coach Garnett Kohler as well.
You played with him or under him?
Under him. He was the assistant coach for my senior year.
And this was at Brown City?
Yes.
So is that where he started? Because that's where Garnett Kohler is from, Brown City. He graduated there.
Yes, he started as assistant coach under Tony Burton there for a couple years. Then he got his feet wet, and then he wanted his own teams.
And you pointed out some very cool lineage here. Brown City has a big connection in this game. So go ahead and tell me.
Looking at both JV coaches for both Croswell and Yale are both former Brown City alumni.
So who are the alumni?
Cameron Mason for Croswell and Sean Wendorf for Yale.
For the JV
Yes, for the coaches. JV coaches.
Really cool. So, were they under Tony Burton then? Or?
Yes, they both played under Tony Burton. Cameron and I both played with each other.
Oh, you did? They did? Okay, yes. You both did. Okay, great. And you played, of course, at Brown City. For disclosure purposes, Jeremy's from Brown City. So, by the way, that's your game of the week next week. I've already decided that next week we'll see Brown City hosting Sandusky Thursday, and Friday night, Thursday will be the girls' game. And Friday, we'll get to see Sandusky and Brown City for the first time this season as well. That'll be our games of the week. Next week, this game right here looks like Croswell Dome's mounting a comeback also. Please, we don't need overtime, do we?
No.
I mean, it'd be great. You know, you like those overtime games. It's 59-56 with 29.8 seconds to go here. The JV team, Yale Bulldogs, are leading by three. So that's a little bit of insight between these two teams and the lineage that seems to come right back to Tony Burton and Brown City. So it's kind of quite interesting there. All right. We'll get ready for this pregame show talk here. We're going to go through the records of both these teams, Krauser Lexington and Yale Bulldogs for high school boys basketball tomorrow night. High school girls basketball. I'll be back here tomorrow night for Croswell hosting the Yale Bulldogs. Yale Bulldog girls have one loss, but that was against a very good Oxford team. And look at that. Croswell Lexington just made a three-pointer to tie it up. with 6.1 seconds to go in this game. All tied up 59-59 between the JV teams. And it fired up this crowd. And maybe we can see that happen in the varsity game between these two highly competitive coaches and these two teams as well. So, all right. When we come back, we'll talk about these two teams here for the varsity game coming up. But this JV game was 6.1 seconds to go. It's 59-59. Maybe we should just keep it right here. Maybe see who gets this last second shot between these two JV teams. And this is a treat for them also as well, because for the most part, we only cover varsity games here. So,
yeah, and it's definitely a high-scoring JV game. I don't think I've seen a JV game where they've both been in the high 50s.
Well, this late third into the whole fourth quarter, that I think 25 points have been scored by Yale within the last 9 minutes. They scored that many points. And you said on one point, at one point the JV team was on a run of how many points?
20 to 11 run.
Wow. All right, so we're going to keep it right here. I think they put a little bit more time on the clock with 9.2 seconds to go. There was I think was there a foul called or not?
No.
He made the 3-point shot.
Yale called a timeout after he made the 3-point shot. So it'll be Yale ball to go full length of the court here.
This is the JV game. 59-59 right now between these two teams. And it will be Yale Bulldog ball. They'll be throwing from the far side of the court. Maybe it's like number 12 will be throwing it in for the JV team. Oliver Nelson will be throwing it in here for the Yale Bulldogs JV team. It's 59-59, 9.2 seconds to go here. And, of course, this is what they do in football, icing the kicker, calling a timeout. All right, we had a quick introduction there of the game. I'm Eddie Fury. That's Jeremy Burgess. High school boys basketball will start here soon. It is 7:34 p.m. right now, and we'll take a quick break. We want to thank all our sponsors for tonight's game as well for this highly anticipated matchup, the first meeting between these two teams. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. JV game in overtime, also stoppage of play earlier, which is why we're going to have a late start to our varsity basketball game. It's the Yale Bulldogs at the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. Let's talk about the Yale Bulldogs. Started as a freshman on this team, and I do believe as a starter also. The son of head coach Garnett Kohler, Jackson Kohler. He's been probably the highest leading scorer on this team by far for the Yale Bulldogs.
Yeah, he comes in averaging just a hair over 19 points a game for the Yale Bulldogs.
The key, and I remember reading this, Garnett Kohler wants a league title. He's been coming up short by a game, just by one game, below.
Yep.
Like I said, when it comes to the Blue Water Area Conference, it's such a battle and a gauntlet at the end of the season. Well, he says, I just feel I want this one bad. Of course, his son would like to have one before he graduates. He's got two more years, left in him. But, it's been all about Jackson Kohler in the last couple of years. But this year, he just seems to get better and better. We were talking to Cliff Amy, who will be helping us out also when you're not able to do games. And he talked about how his style, right?
Yeah, yep.
What did he say outside when we ran into him? He said a European...
The Euro step. He's probably has the best Euro step in this area by far.
And that's a big, a big word or analysis from Cliff, because he doesn't say that very often with certain players. And obviously Jackson, I saw him last year. I thought he was pretty good. He just seems to get better and better, and this year really points it out. Now, you can't do it without your support players, of course. What was the highest... points he scored in the game thus far up to this point?
He had 33 against Macomb Lutheran North in their opener and a 28-point game against Linden.
All right. And has he been limited to single digits at all in a game?
No, he has not.
Wow. I could say even if he's going to be double-teamed,
he's pretty consistent.
Yeah, he's going to find a way to score. But he has a lot of great support players. We have at least two or three players that we really kind of pointed out, and I do believe it's Fisher.
Yes, you got Ryan Fisher, the guy on the inside, and then Andrew Hubbard.
And you pointed out there was another player here who contributes a lot also in some games. Joshua Isles is another key player, but they have at least four or five guys that can pick it up if this Croswell Lexington team decides to double team Kohler, or if they're going to go man to man on him. Or zone, but I know when you go to the zone, that's a chance for you to double team a player on the inside.
Yeah, and Kohler is so good with the ball in his hands, he can facilitate to anybody out there at any time. So that's why his head's always up looking for that open person.
So you saw him just this past week against Brown City, Garnett's alma mater. Tell me what you saw in that game and what you like from this Yale Bulldog team as a whole, but, of course, from Jackson Kohler.
They get up and down the court pretty well as a team, and they look to push. But then come on the defensive end, Garnett has always been known as a team that is going to lock you down defensively. Doesn't matter what type of offense he plays, he expects you to play hard-nosed defense.
So has he been doing, like, the full court pressure at all or pulling back?
He's been – it's depends on what the situation of the game is. And if he can speed up other teams, he's got the athletic ability amongst his whole team to just force that speed.
What type of defense did you see against their opponents? Did they switch it up?
Their opponents ran mostly man against him.
Okay.
Tried to throw a double team at Jackson every once in a while, but you didn't see a whole lot of zone the other night.
What does Yale do defensively you saw against Brown City?
They did a lot of man.
Okay.
So
it's probably a game of matchups. And what's the miracle about having the MHSA live video? You're able to do that so much better, and I'm so much, happy I spent the money on it, even though I'm harping against my own media here, but it's great to have that and replay for the kids or for the team to review that. And I've already watched a couple Yale basketball games, pretty impressed in how they play that tight defense man-to-man. So it's going to be a game of matchups, I think, at that point. But Croswell Lexington does have a key player themselves on their side of the floor that's been doing quite well. Let's take a look at the list of games that the Yale Bulldogs have done so far.
Okay, for the Yale Bulldogs, 11-1 on the season so far.
Wow.
They opened the year against Macomb Lutheran North with a 69-57 win. Then they played Marine City at home, and they came out of that one victorious 70-49. Then they got right into league play with a game against Elmont at home, which they won 53-40. Then they went on the road to play Richmond, come out of there with a 45-32 win. They go to St. Clair, and that's their first and only loss of the year so far. They lost 34-57 on that one. And then right before Christmas, they hosted North Branch, and they got a 49-31 win against North Branch. And then right after Christmas, they go on the road at the Skipper Holiday Showcase down at St. Clair County Community College and play a Class A school, Lapeer.
Wow.
And they beat them 39-36.
That was a low, kind of low scoring for them, but tight and close, and that one got a win. It's hard to get a win on a holiday break for some of these kids.
And then they go, then they come back on December 30th and play away at Linden. Got another close victory against a big school, 61-58. Then they come back right after the New Year, go on the road to Harbor Beach, and they beat Harbor Beach 43-41.
Hard to win at Harbor Beach.
Yes.
Yale was able to do that, and that's another common opponent both these teams have had, because I know Croswell Lexington played against Harbor Beach on their own floor, but Harbor Beach found a way to come back late in that game and beat Croswell. So another common opponent between these two teams. But Yale, I was talking to head coach Garnett Kohler, and he talked about Benson Harper. He says he's the real deal too. So, yeah, he has a lot of respect for that kid. And hey, I know Harbor Beach likes to play Croswell or some of these BWAC teams at least once or twice in their schedule, so a tip of the hat to them for picking those games out. But I know in the last several years, Harbor Beach and Croswell Lexington has been the key game that they like to play every year.
Yep, and then they went on the road to play Emily City, and they came out of there with a 46-33 win. And then they've played Elginac at home, and they've won 77-49. Then on Monday night, they played Brown City, and they came victorious 66-42.
And that was the game you saw, of course.
Yes.
This game is in overtime, and Croswell Lexington has taken the lead. It's 67-63 right now.
67-66.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's just a
three-pointer
shot. Okay.
Yes.
That was the Yale Bulldogs shooting a three-point shot. And right now, it's Croswell Lexington leading by one on the JV game, 67-66. If you're wondering why you're not hearing the varsity game yet at the 7:45 p.m. hour. All right. So that's a little bit about the Yale Bulldogs. And they've played some league games already. And so far, undefeated in league play, and the key, having that key early win on the road at Emily City,
yes,
is a big win for them. And that was the score on that one again?
46-33.
All right, so right now in the standings in the BWAC, Yale is at 5-0. Emily City does have a loss as well at 4-1. Croswell Lexington at 4-1. Now Emily City is praying that Croswell maybe could pull off this mini upset. Croswell Lexington is 8-3 overall. We'll talk about that team when we come back here. But there's some other players here that we had talked about. Point leaders, Fisher is a key player for this team, for the Yale Bulldogs. But I like how any player can pick it up here. All right, 6.3 seconds to go here.
Croswell turns the ball over. Yale gets the ball.
Oh, boy.
So with 6 seconds left, down by one.
They're going to have a timeout. All right, we'll take a timeout also as we, I think we talked about Yale pretty good there. We'll come back and talk about the Croswell Lexington Pioneers, what they did last week. This is the first game of this week because they had an earlier game against Frankenmuth that was called off due to weather on Monday. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5. Welcome back. 67-66. Final score and the winner
would be Croswell Lexington Pioneers
for the JV team.
Yale had a good look there at the end at the buzzer and just came up short.
Yep. In overtime, the win for the Croswell Lexington JV team over Yale Bulldogs, 67-66. What a valiant comeback by the Yale Bulldogs, but they came up short, had the last second shot. All right. Now, let's get to the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Let's talk about this team, win-loss record, and their games.
Okay. Croswell Lexington Pioneers are come into this game as 8-3 is their record. They started the season at home against New Baltimore Anchor Bay, a big school from down south. They come out with a 56-48 win. Then they come back and go on the road against Sandusky.
There you go.
56-33 win against Sandusky. Go on the road to New Haven.
Ooh.
Come out of there with a win of 60-55. Come back home to play Marysville, which they picked up a tough win there, 58-46. And then they go on the road to Richmond and pick up an overtime win, 59-53. Then they go on the road to North Branch, back-to-back hard league games. They come out of there with a 47-40 win.
Yeah, North Branch seems to be playing pretty good this year.
Yeah. And then they played Harbor Beach at home, which is their first loss of the year.
Wow.
41-45.
That was a late win by Harbor Beach in that game as well.
And then they Emily City comes in here. And Croswell Lexington loses 33-51 to Emily City here.
That's the first league loss.
Yes.
And their only
That's
league
their
loss.
First and only league loss. And then they play St. Clair here at home and lose in overtime 54-62.
So at least three or four common opponents already in both these teams.
Croswell had those three tough games in a row where they came out with a loss. But then they bounce back against Elginac with a 74-62 win. And then they go, Armada comes in here, another league opponent. They beat them 53-46.
Close win there,
Much
needed too. So, all right, and their game on Monday against Frankenmuth was canceled and rescheduled for later this season as well. And that was a highly anticipated matchup. Go ahead.
And Croswell Lexington Pioneers come in here averaging 53.7 points per game, giving up just over 49 points a game.
All right, so both teams, like you said, even defensively allowed as well. I have the last couple games and results. A pair of BWAC wins for Croswell Lexington ended up the winners with Algonac and Armada last week to remain near the top of the conference standings. Like you said, the only loss so far in league play was against Emily City. 74-62 win over Algonac. All 13 Croswell Lexington players saw some time in that game, and with the win, Nolan Campbell is going to be a key here tonight, leading the way at 25 points for the Pioneers. Reese and Max Snow, we were wondering, who's the, looks like they both do contribute. They did in that game, combining for 18 points. Cam Saunders added 8 points in that game. Now, that last game they had against Armada on a Friday night, 53-46, Armada actually led in that game 11-9 opening the first quarter, and then 23-22, a one-point edge for Armada. But by the end of the third quarter, this game is fly by the game of quarters. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we just saw one here with the Yale JV team. It was Pioneers at the end of the third quarter holding on to a 38-36 edge before closing out the win with a 15-10 scoring run in the fourth quarter, led by a balanced scoring attack. Max Snow, Nolan Campbell, Cam Saunders finishing in double figures. Snow had 15, 12 rebounds in that game, while Nolan Campbell had 13, Saunders scored 11. Reese Snow had 10 rebounds and 3 steals as well. So the Knoll brothers, it seems like, are your rebounders in this game.
Yeah. And it looks like both teams are similarly matched in height and size here for both teams tonight. So excited to see this one unfold in front of us tonight.
So their loss against St. Clair, Nolan Campbell still had a good solid game for the Pioneers. He scored 18 points in that game. Cam Saunders had 12. Max Noel had 10 points in that game and loss. And again, I think that was the loss for Yale too, right?
Yes.
Yes. So
yes, they both lost to St. Clair.
And in that game, I don't know if you wrote it down, what did Jackson Kohler have against St. Clair at that
against
point?
Against St. Clair, one of his season lows is only 11.
Okay. And that was against
St. Clair. Yeah.
Okay.
And when we say only 11, that says something about that young man.
Yeah. So against Harbor Beach, smaller, a little bit of a smaller of a school. Croswell a little bit bigger, you know. Croswell Lexington led 9-6 in that game after the first quarter, 16-14 at the half. In the third quarter, though, Harbor Beach is where had a 12-6 run, 26-22. Both teams scored 19 points in the final fourth quarter. Pioneers just couldn't cut into the Harbor Beach lead at the end of that game. Another common opponent, but Yale had the upper hand against Harbor Beach in that game. But the key thing is, Croswell Lexington limited Benson Harper to just 2 points in that game. I think both teams, that's their aim here, is to limit the best players on these two teams, Nolan Campbell and Jackson Kohler, to single-digit points.
Yes, and
good luck.
A big key for tonight's game, it doesn't matter what team it is to limit the runs. You do not want to let the other team get on a run of 6, 8, 10 points at a time without stemming that, because that could be a huge momentum swing in a tight, contested game.
All right, we're about 9 minutes away from tip-off. We have our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports, which we're going to be playing in the pregame now and instead of halftime, because the halftime goes by so quick. And after that, when we come back, we're going to go through the list of games going on tonight if we have time and get ready for tip-off here. It is 7:55 p.m. as we'll get ready for high school basketball action. The Yale Bulldog boys at the Croswell Lexington Pioneers here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here, the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports. It is our pregame show here. We're going to get ready here for the national anthem as well. And when they announce starters, we'll try to go through the list of the games. Mike Gallagher made it to this game because it was a late start. He was at the girls' basketball game with Dackerville Eagle Girls, who got the win over the Dryden Cardinal girls, 60-33 win. So, yeah, he's here. He's made it to this game as well. Cliff Amy's here also. He'll be helping us out throughout the season as well. And the reason why it was delayed, because the fire alarm went off. So we had a delay of about 15, 20 minutes. And then the JV game went in overtime as well, where it was Croswell Lexington winning 67-66 in overtime for the JV game. So it's now after 8 o'clock, and our game is finally about to get going here, but we can have our national anthem. Any parting words here?
No, I just am excited to see this game. I hope it's a good one tonight.
Your second time to see Yale. So, yeah.
Ooh!
By the way, that's not an easy song to sing and do in front of about 1,000 people right now. So a shout out to the students who do that. All right, they're going to do the starters. Here's a list of games that are going on tonight. On this Thursday night, by the way, of high school basketball, typically it's usually a lot of girls' games going on Thursday night. This game, it's Yale at Croswell Lexington, our game of the night. North Branch is at Armada tonight. Algonac at Elmont. Girls basketball, Sandusky at Ubley. Marlette at Brown City. Carsonville, Port Stanley at Memphis. Unionville, Seboing at Vassar. Carroll's at Cass City in girls. Millington at Reese. Bad Axe at Elkton, Pigeon Bay, Port Lakers. Algonac at Elmont. Kingston at Peck. Deckerville at Dryden, and Deckerville won that one 60-33 early game. North Herons at Mayville. Bay City All Saints at Caseville. Akron Fairgrove at Owen Gage. When we come back, Jeremy Burgess will have your starters for tonight's game.
Are joint pain and injuries holding you back? At McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky, we're here to help you move forward stronger and pain-free. Dr. James Kosher, orthopedic surgeon at McKenzie Health System, has been delivering top-notch care for the community since 2012. For conditions like rotator cuff injuries, sports mishaps, ACL and meniscus tears, fractures, and more. From advanced non-surgical treatments to precise joint replacements, we've got you covered. And at McKenzie's hospital campus, we offer everything you need under one roof. X-rays, CT scans, MRI services, and lab testing, all close to home. Non-surgical appointments are available at McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky and at the Croswell Clinic, making it easier to fit expert care into your busy life. At McKenzie Orthopedics, your health isn't just a priority, it's personal. We're here to help you heal, move better, and get back to doing the things you love. Call 810-648-6113 today to schedule your appointment with Dr. James Kosher. Don't wait. Your journey to a pain-free life starts now.
All right, here is Jeremy Burgess for your starters for tonight's game.
Okay, for the Yale Bulldogs, a junior, number 0, Jackson Kohler. A sophomore, number 3, Tyler Debs. A junior, number 5, Andrew Hubbard. A sophomore, number 23, Joshua Isles. And a senior, number 41, Ryan Fisher. And for the Croslex Pioneers, number 1, a junior, Cameron Saunders. Number 3, a senior, Nolan Campbell. A senior, number 4, Reese Knoll. A junior, 21, Shane Slanick. And a sophomore, number 23, Max Knoll.
Right off the bat right there, you just mentioned number 4, Reese Knoll. He scores the first points for Croswell Lexington. 7:45 to go in county now. Tip-off was won by Croswell. Reese Knoll scores the first points. It's 2-0. Croswell Lexington with the lead to start things off here. Finally, things have started here in the 8 o'clock hour for high school boys basketball action. Yale Bulldogs with the ball. They're moving from right to left in your radio dial and web stream. Shot taken at the high post by number 41, the big man himself, Ryan Fisher. And rebound, Croswell Lexington Pioneers picked up by number 1, Cameron Saunders. Driving to the paint from the left corner, a layup shot by number 21 with a miss, Shane Slanick. Rebound, number 0, Jackson Kohler. For the Bulldogs, he'll move over to the left side, into the wing, three-point range, pass over to the point, to number 23 for the Bulldogs, Joshua Isles. He's been a key shooter. He makes late points in this, just seems like throughout the season. Good ball handling as well. Ball over to the left corner for the Yale Bulldogs. Up top to Kohler. Kohler at the point. He'll go down the left lane. We'll pull up to the elbow. Wow! Talk about Euro step. That's a Euro step move right there, Jackson Kohler. He went down to the left lane, came back to the elbow, did a spin move, came around to the other lane, and lays it up for 2. And gets fouled.
And 1. The foul on the Croslex Pioneers, number 21, Shane Slanick. His first, team first.
We'll let Jeremy keep an eye on these free throws with the call. 2-0, 6:31 to go here in the first quarter.
Jackson Kohler here steps to the line for the Yale Bulldogs.
One, The shot is up and good. Completes the old-fashioned three-point play for the Bulldogs.
And it's a one-point lead, 3-2 after the free throw by Kohler. Croswell Lexington lean in with a shoulder, and it will be an offensive foul, number three.
Nolan Campbell with the offensive foul.
That's not who you want to have a foul this early in the first quarter.
Tried to play bully ball there. Back in the smaller, number 23, Joshua Isles for the Bulldogs, and he just held his ground.
Coming down with a dribble, Jackson Kohler. On defense on him, it looks like number 25. He goes for three! Swish! 6-2, the three-point shot by Kohler.
Yale Bulldogs pick up full court man-to-man press here against the Pioneers.
With the dribble, number one, Cameron Saunders hands it off to number four, Reese Snow to the high post. Back over to the left side. Pass cross court. Dangerous pass there. Look at Garnett Kohler. Just, is this what he's like in high school too? He is very physical, just like Lance Campbell is on the sideline as head coach there. Ball goes out of bounds. Slapped out of bounds by Yale.
You look at both of these coaches on the sidelines, and they wear their emotions on the sleeve. And they wear it.
Underhand layup down the left lane by number three for two, Nolan Campbell. It is now 6-4. Whistle's called.
Jackson Kohler drives to the basket, and he gets fouled by number. Let's see here, wait for him to put it up on the board.
5:26 is 6-4.
Jackson Kohler goes to the line for two for the Bulldogs. First one is up and no good.
By the way, three fouls already in Croswell in the first quarter, 5:26 to go.
That foul was on number 25, Alexander Levitt, for the Pioneers. Jackson Kohler makes the second one, splits the pair at the line. The Bulldogs lead 7-4.
5:20 to go here. Shot attempt there. No good by Crosby Lexington. You see who took that one?
Nolan Campbell with the shot on that one.
Here comes Jackson Kohler, left corner. Three-point range. He'll hold up and dribble. Number 12 on defense on him. That'd be Caden Osmolowski in the game. Pitches it over to the big man, number 41. Tries to lays it up with a spin move at the left low block with the miss. Number 41 with a miss. That is Ryan Fisher. Cross Lexington ball after the rebound. Number 12, Caden Osmolowski. A handoff over to number one, Cameron Saunders. Bounce pass over to left low block. Back up top. Driving to the basket. Loses the ball, but a foul picked up by Yale.
A reach-in foul by number five, Andrew Hubbard there. The ball will go baseline out of bounds for the Pioneers.
A couple substitutions. More substitutions we see in BWAC than you would in Big Thumb, or formerly known as Greater Thumb Conference.
Yeah, both of these teams have showed early that they will go to their bench early and often and utilize that depth.
From the
got a foul on the baseline on the Bulldogs again. The foul is going to be on number 10, Joyce Cole.
That was right after they threw the pass in, so quick foul there called after the ball went into play there. Again, from the baseline, number 23, Max Noll gets it in to Saunders, left wing, three-point range at the top of the point. He'll go for three. Swish! Number 23, Max Noll knocks it in to tie it up, 7-7. 4:19 to go and counting in the first quarter. Jackson Kohler with the ball. Moves to the left wing. Into the paint, to the elbow, down the left lane. Long shot for two. Swish! In midair. Takes the lead, 9-7. It's the Kohler show right now. And boy, he's got gas because nobody gives a gas like Kohler's right now. Under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 9-7. Yale with the lead against Crosby Lexington. Cameron Saunders with a dribble around the point. Fisher on defense on him. And right there, a takeaway by Yale, but almost went out of bounds, but saved by number 21 for the Yale Bulldogs. That was Braden Bullard. This was called.
Going to be a foul on the Pioneers, number one, Cameron Saunders with the foul. That is the Croslex team fourth foul of the first quarter here.
And remember, you get two automatic free throws no matter what, all right?
At the fifth foul, two automatic.
All right, Kohler. Right wing for three. He did not make the shot. It went in the rim and popped out, but he was fouled, so he'll get three free throws.
Fouled in the act of shooting by number 12, Caden Osmolowski for the Pioneers. That'll put Kohler at the line, shooting three for the Bulldogs. One of the cardinal sins, if you're a coach, seeing one of your players foul a three-point shooter, doesn't matter who it is, you just don't want to see that, give them easy shots at the line. Kohler sinks the first one, front rim, and missed the second shot.
.332 to go in the first quarter.
Kohler with the third free throw is up and good. Two out of three there from the free throw line for Jackson Kohler.
This is the largest lead of the game by either team right now. It's 11-7, 4-point lead, 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Cross the Lexington ball, number three, Nolan Campbell with the dribble. Pass over to number 35. A lot of beef there. Big man, Alondo Mendoza. Bounce pass over to the right corner. Hey, he looks smooth on his feet out there for the big guy. Number three with the dribble, Nolan Campbell over to the right corner. Double team, loose ball. Yale has it.
Did they call a foul on number three for the Pioneers? Number three, Nolan Campbell. And that is his second.
And I thought possibly that maybe they called the whistle because you can call travel if you're rolling around too much on your rear end or your back there when you're on the floor. And number 23 was on his back there.
Lance Campbell just got teed up here for the Pioneers.
Wow. That's what you don't want either, that early in the game.
No.
And his assistant coaches right now are telling him to cool off and take a drink, possibly. So, wow.
Both sides of these crowds are into it here early in this game.
It's only Thursday, too.
Number 23 for the Bulldogs, Joshua Isles, steps up and hits the first one of his foul shots here.
We talked about Isles, how... Looking at the record, too, really good at his free throw shooting for the most part, at least 50%. I just jinxed him right there.
Yeah, he splits the pair there for the free throws, and now Jackson Kohler will go to the line to shoot the technical free throw shots here for the Bulldogs.
Now the key thing about this, you get a technical after your free throws, you also get possession.
Yes. The first one is up and good for Kohler.
So first it was the free throws by Isles because he was fouled.
Yep.
And now, because they already have 5-plus fouls, and now your technical foul.
Yes.
Free throws.
Four free throw shots there on that possession and the ball. Jackson Kohler sinks the second free throw. The score is Yale 14, Croslex 7 with 3:06 left in the first quarter.
So four free throw attempts and now possession of the ball. 7-point lead here. Largest lead of the game. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Kohler with the ball, left wing. Long shot for three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound by Isles, and dishes it out to Kohler, who hands it off to the right side. Nice assist to number three. Tyler Debs for the two-point shot at 16-7. Smart basketball there.
A blocking foul on the Bulldogs. Number 23. Joshua Isles with the foul will be Pioneer ball out underneath the basket. That is only the third team foul on the Bulldogs of the first quarter.
We got a double set of substitutions for both teams. 2:42 to go at 16-7. Crosby ball from the baseline to throw it in. Bounce pass over to the left corner. The number 23 for three. Hits the side of the rim, no good. By Max, no rebound. Jackson Kohler with the ball and the dribble for the Yale Bulldogs. Moves over to the right wing, three-point range. Still dribbling, being challenged by number four on defense, Reese Noll. Kohler trying to out-duke him. Down the right lane, up for two. Powers his way up. No good. Grab it and rebound, number 21, Shane Slanik. And we have a whistle called.
Foul on number 21, Braden Bullard for the Bulldogs. That is the Yale Bulldogs' fourth foul of the quarter here.
And nine total fouls so far in the first quarter.
We knew this game was going to be a physical up-and-down game, and it hasn't disappointed so far.
Cam Saunders with the dribble, right corner, right in front of our table on the floor here. Pass off to number 23, Max Snow. The four, Reese Snow. Back up to Saunders with under two to go. He'll have to, got caught for the traveling. He picked up his pivot foot, that's why. He made a hop, and you can get away with that, but you have to pivot. You can't lift it up. And he hit the floor before he got the pass off in midair. 16-7 is your score. The Yale Bulldogs with the lead with 1:45 to go and counting here in the first quarter alone. Well, first period. Jackson Kohler with the ball. Very vocal Pioneer student section, and good showing here by the Yale Bulldogs on a Thursday night, by the way. Kohler with it at the high post with a minute and a half to go. Pick being set there by Fisher for Kohler, but he'll pull loose. Look away pass to number four. Yes, long shot for three. Number four for the Bulldogs, Blake Dudley, 19-7.
12-point advantage here for the Bulldogs. We've got a foul on the floor on the Bulldogs.
Shot is called off, even though Saunders made it. But that was after, before the foul.
The foul is on number 11, Clayton Harmon for the Bulldogs. That'll be the fifth foul of the quarter, so it will send number one, Cameron Saunders, to the line for two for the Pioneers.
1:03 to go in the first quarter, 19-7. Yale with the lead.
Saunders' first shot is up and good.
That ends that drought from the 420 mark when it was 7-7, 19-8.
Saunders' second free throw attempt is up and good. Gets the friendly bounce of the home rims here.
19-9, 10-point lead within a minute left in counting. Jackson Kohler with the dribble. Moves over to the right side after a pick set there by Fisher. He'll go over from the right corner now. Long shot for two. Around the rim. And Faber will bounce in for two by Kohler. 21-9. 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. Cam Saunders down the left lane up for two. That does not go in. Slapped away but into the hands of Jackson Kohler after the rebound attempt. He'll go and drive to the basket for two. He went all the way down to the floor, took it to his own 23-9. Here's your score, Kohler with the drop for two. 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Up for two and locks it in. Number 21, Shane Slanik for the Pioneers.
Coach Kohler's holding up his hand. Tell his players one shot here with less than 10 seconds left. Kohler up for a three. It is no good.
And that's where we will end the end of the first quarter after the rebound by the miss by Croswell Lexington. 23-11 is your score at the end of the first. It is the Yale Bulldogs leading by 12. We'll be right back here on WBGB.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
This is Todd Bowers with More Motors of Carroll. The temperatures have dropped and so have our prices. It's time for you to get more for your money with More Motors of Carroll. Now is your chance to get close to $15,000 off sticker on a new Ram truck. Get a 2025 Ram 1500 for less than $50,000 with qualifying rebates. Or how about a 2025 Chrysler Pacifica for less than $40,000? 2025 Jeep Compass Limited under $40,000. Get a 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for less than $45,000 and a selection of Jeep Wranglers all for less than $50,000. At More Motors of Carroll, we value transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. Come see me, Todd Bowers, or any of our staff at More Motors of Carroll to be treated fairly and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll for 60 years.
Welcome back here. Getting ready here for second quarter action. 23-11. Yale Bulldogs with the lead. Yale will open up with possession. Inbounds pass from Fisher to number 5. Andrew Hubbard. Ball is knocked loose by Cross Lexington. Picked up by Cam Saunders. 2-on-2. Lays it up for 2. Reverse layup. Good. To open up the scoring for Cross Lexington. 23-13. Second quarter action. Yale Bulldogs now on their side of the floor. Fisher with the ball at the elbow, passes it off. Cross-court pass to Kohler, over to the left corner for 3 by number 3. Bounces in and out, no good. With the attempt by Tyler Debs, rebound. Picked up by Crosby Lexington, number 25. Alexander Levitt. Saunders pass over. Slapped away in a foul. After the pass from number 23, Max Snow, looking for number 4 to the left side of the glass, Reese Snow.
The foul is on number 5, Andrew Hubbard for the Bulldogs.
Be a baseline inbounds pass, non-shooting foul. Number 25 to throw it in, Alexander Levitt. Hey, we got the Bulldog mascot here tonight, too. Inbounds pass, loose ball. Fighting for the ball will be a jump ball in favor of Crosby Lexington. Every time the ball stops, you're seeing a substitution. Boom, boom, boom. Much different than BWAC compared to what smaller conferences
yes,
that we see.
Yes.
Inbounds pass from the baseline again for Crosby after the jump ball. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch after the reach in, I think, by Kohler. And looking away from the ball. The ball last touched his arm and went out of bounds along the baseline by Max Null. So, Yale Bulldogs with a heads up on that. They have possession. With the dribble, Jackson Kohler, number 0 is his number.
Looks like Cross Lex is going to go a 2-3 zone here against these Bulldogs.
Long shot looking for Fisher from Kohler. He went up for 2, got back his own rebound for another attempt. No good. We have a whistle called. Battling for the rebound underneath.
Jump ball. It will be Bulldog basketball here under their own basket.
It'll be number 5 to throw it in. Andrew Hubbard. Over to the right corner to number 20. Is that 20?
21.
21. Braden Bullard. Over number 5 left side. 3-point range. Andrew Hubbard. And points made there by Yale with 2-point shot, 25-13 by who?
That would be Ryan Fisher with the 2-point shot.
He's been waiting to get something knocked in. And Fisher right there battling for the ball.
Ball called. It's going to stay right here with the Pioneers.
That was up against number 23, Max Null. So, again, this close defensive effort by the Yale Bulldogs, really tight and really disrupting play here by the Pioneers. 25-13, Yale Bulldogs with the lead against Croswell here in the second period. 6:15 to go in the game. Croswell Lexington after the inbounds pass with the dribble. Saunders at the high post. Goes for 3 from the top of the point. Hits the glass, no good. Right there for the rebound. There was 3 Bulldogs underneath that basket. Kohler comes up with it. Kohler with the dribble, left side. Left wing. Cross-court pass. Oh, it looked like an open for 3, number 5, but he won't take it, but he'll hand it off to the right corner. No good. The shot attempt. And he gets back his own rebound after the miss by number 21, Braden Bullard. We have a whistle called. Don't know if it was a foul or maybe a shoe came off. That's what I saw, too, on the floor. We'll see what's going on here. So All right. It looks like Yale Bulldogs will throw it in from the baseline. Left side of the glass, us looking at the glass. Inbounds pass, number 10 in the game here. That'll be Hoyce Cole. Loose ball. Cole wasn't expecting it and picked up by number 25 for the Cross-Elected Pioneers. And he took his eye off the ball. Cross-Elected Pioneer defender right there to knock it out. Alexander Levitt had the ball with dribble, but last touch by Yale, still be Croswell ball.
Andrew Hubbard knocks that one out of bounds there for the Bulldogs.
Inbounds pass from Noel.
Coach Kohler right here in our front laps. Looks like he wants to get right in that game.
To Campbell. Over to the high post shot for two. No good by number four. Reese Noel took the attempt. And Nolan Campbell is back in this game, by the way, since the second period, I believe.
Yes.
And you said he has two fouls.
He got two. He picked up two early fouls, so he's just got to be smart here.
5:22 to go here. 25-13 is the lead for the Yale Bulldogs against Croswell Lexington in the second period. And just couldn't get there in time. They're looking for a pass over to the left or right corner for Croswell Lexington, and he just couldn't reach for it or just wasn't there in time on a design play,
yep,
probably. So a turnover there by Croswell. It'll be Yale Bulldog ball. They lead 25-13. About 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Kohler with it at the point. He'll move to the left side. Three-point range. Goes into the paint. Ball's knocked loose by Croswell. They'll pick it up. Number 21 with the dribble, Shane Slanik. He'll hold up. Hand it off to number three, Nolan Campbell with Croswell. Over to Noel. That's Reese Noel. Shot for three by Campbell. No good. Fisher comes up with a rebound. But
and
I think
traveled.
He took an extra step. And I think what the coaches are arguing is the ball hit the elbow because he didn't have maintained possession on the rebound and thought he didn't have possession fully yet. Inbounds pass from baseline. Still Croswell ball. Shot for three. Off the mark. He wanted a foul. Ball is safe from going out of bounds. Touched by Croswell or Yale, and Croswell will pick it up on the far side and dribble to their side of the floor, trying to get a fast break. A reach behind foul.
A foul on the Bulldogs, number five, Andrew Hubbard there with the foul.
And Coach Kohler was not happy with Andrew Hubbard to sneak behind and kind of unnecessary foul from behind, he said.
And that is his second of the first half already. So he's going to have to come out and take a rest here for the Bulldogs.
Inbounds pass from the baseline for Croswell. Right away, that's the play that was designed for the last time. He was ready for that one, but could not make that three-point shot in the right corner. The miss by Max. No rebound, Yale. Kohler over to Fisher. Fisher driving to the basket for two. Can't get it. Rebound number 11, Jack Kerrigan.
A travel on the Pioneers will give the ball right back to the Bulldogs at midcourt.
We've seen a couple turnovers offensively by both teams on that.
Right now, the game is a little sloppy both ways right now.
In the second period.
In the second quarter, yeah.
Alondo Mendoza comes in, number 35 for the Pioneers.
But I give credit to this Croslex Pioneer defense here. They switched it up and went 2-3 zone. Just as we say, Jackson Kohler with the three from downtown.
28-13, 15-point lead. At the four-minute mark, Croswell comes up with it after the three-point shot by Jackson Kohler. At the point, Campbell down the right lane for two. He'll draw the foul.
The foul is on number 41, Ryan Fisher, for the Bulldogs. It will be baseline out of bounds for the Pioneers here right in front of us.
So it happened just before he made the shot attempt, I believe, so. Throw it in. It'll be number 23, Max No. Inbounds to number 21, Shane Slanik. Over to... Good for one or two or three.
Three for number 23, Max No. on that one for the Pioneers.
28-16, 3:33 to go. Max No. getting that key shot. Got to cut that deficit. Missed shot there by Yale. Rebound picked up by Shane Slanik. Nolan Campbell with the ball with 3:20 to go here in the second period. Driving to the basket. Pitches it off to the right corner to Saunders. Saunders in the paint. fadeaway two, and it goes in. 28-18, down to a 10-point lead for Yale.
3 minutes left here in this second quarter. Kohler walks the ball up the court for the Bulldogs. Kohler surveys the court from the point here. Kohler passes inside to
Fisher.
Number three, Debs get the ball back out to Kohler on the right wing.
Kind of slowing it down in this possession right now.
Kohler's got the ball up at the point guard. He's barking out orders here for his teammates to get into their offensive set.
Pioneers still in the 2-3 zone defense as well.
Ball right inside to 21 for the Bulldogs. The shot is up and good. Braden Bullard for the Bulldogs on the shot.
30-18, 2:16 to go here. Lead by Yale to extend their lead by 12. Croswell Lexington, this is off. Mendoza with the assist from number three, Nolan Campbell, over to the left side. Mendoza gets the 2-point shot. 30-20. Long shot to answer back.
Kohler with a three from the left wing. Timeout, Croslex Pioneers.
We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5, 33-20. 1:49 to go in the first half.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support Croslex. We support our community.
All right, we'll come back. My next question would have been a minute. Yeah. I don't want to chance it here.
Yeah.
At the 2-minute mark, Mendoza, that's number 35, made a 2-point shot for Croswell Lexington after the assist from Nolan Campbell. Mendoza got it on the left side of the glass. That's Alondo Mendoza, number 35. But Kohler answered back with a 3-point shot. Pretty quick there, and that was from the left side of the floor to make it 33-20. Yale with the lead with 1:49 to go.
I was going to say the second quarter slowed down a little bit,
yeah,
but in these last couple minutes, it's picked up back up pace again. Because
yeah,
in this second quarter here, the score, Yale has scored 10 points in the second quarter, and Croslex has got 9 in the second quarter, so.
We'll be back here tomorrow night, also for high school girls basketball. Another great matchup anticipated. Yale Bulldog girls at the Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls. Croswell Lexington come down with possession with 1:45 to go in the first half. Nolan Campbell with the ball, right wing, 3-point range. He'll slide his way to the point. Pass over to the left side to number 21. Shane Slanik, loose ball. Knocked out by the other number 21. Braden Bullard, the junior. You know, this is still a... You only have a couple, three seniors on this Yale Bulldog team. A lot coming back next year, too. Croswell Lexington, left sideline, inbounds pass. Mendoza, bounce pass back over from the block. Driving to the basket, number 21 draws the foul. Shane Slanik take the shot attempt.
The foul is on number 41, Ryan Fisher, for the Bulldogs. That will send number 21, Shane Slanik, to the line for two.
1:22 to go. It's 33-20. Yale Bulldogs with the lead.
Shane Slanik's first free throw is up and no good. I'm thinking Ryan Fisher, I'm thinking that was his third foul of the first half here. So write that one down as a big foul.
Seems like to be the force because of his size there.
Yes.
His upper body size. Nice chest.
Yeah. And he does all the intangibles, it looks like, for this Bulldog.
The dirty work.
Yes. The second free throw up and no good by Slanik. The Pioneers go away 0 for 2 from the free throw line on that trip.
Yale Bulldogs pick up the rebound after the free throw misses. Kohler with it at the right wing. Deep. With about 1:05 to go here in the first half. He'll move over to the left side. Swings over to the left corner. Down the baseline up for floater for two. Number 10 with the 2-point shot.
Hoist Cole with the shot for the Bulldogs.
Down to 50 seconds to count, and Yale leading 35-20. Croswell possession. Over the right corner was Max No. He'll take over to Saunders for three, right corner. Yes!
No, no good.
All right, so it's 35.
35-20.
It popped out, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Bad break. It looked like it went in, but it just did not go all the way through. Goaltending on the ball. So, 20 seconds to go. Yale picks up the rebound after that pop out by three. It looked like it went in, but it pops out.
The Pioneers switch up defenses again here. They go a 1-2-2 defense against the Bulldog offense here.
Pitching into the paint. Kohler to number 24 for two with 3 seconds to go. Last second shot for Croswell. Hits the rim, no good. But another great assist by Jackson Kohler. And that was to number
24.
Jason Fisher. Hook, line, and sinker for two. I was waiting for that one. 37-20 at the half. And that was about 8 seconds left. Yale leading 37-20 at the end of the half. For the Yale Bulldogs leading the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. We're going to take a break. Your halftime report come your way also with Jeremy Burgess here at the half. Again, Yale Bulldogs leading Croswell, 37-20. We'll be right back here at 92.5.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month. Or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
It's a new year and time for a new resolution. How about stronger connections? Start 2025 right with AVS Broadband, the Thumb's trusted internet provider. With AVS Broadband, you get greater capability for streaming, gaming, and everything you do online, more flexibility with plans designed for every lifestyle, and the added convenience of local friendly customer support that's always there when you need us. And now we're making it even easier to get connected. Sign up for any wireless internet plan by March 31st, 2025, and get free installation. That's right, free installation to kick off your year of seamless streaming and browsing. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932. Don't wait. Start off 2025 with stronger connections from AVS Broadband. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2025.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. will work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers in the game.
All right, welcome back. Halftime point leaders here. First of all, it was a 2-0 lead for Croswell to start off, but he tied up pretty quick there with Yale, 6:31 to go. The largest lead of the game at one point came to 6-2 early on with a three-point shot with 6 minutes to go, but then a tie with No making a three-point shot at 5:20 mark. And then that's where the scoring ended with 7-7 tie. And they didn't score until the 1-0-3 mark in the first period, where Yale had at one point a 19-7 lead for the Yale Bulldogs. They ended the first period 23-11. They continued to extend their lead, scoring 37 points. So they scored 14 in that second period alone, only allowing 9 points against the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. It's 37-20. Here's your points leader and free throw leaders as well.
For the Yale Bulldogs, first, it is leading the way for them is Jackson Kohler with 23 points. Then you have Blake Dudley with 3. Tyler Debs has 2. Hoyce Cole has 2. Braden Bullard has 2. Jason Fisher has 2. Ryan Fisher has 2. And Joshua Isles rounds out the scoring for the Bulldogs with 1.
You know, despite his 23 points, we're seeing Jackson trying to dish that ball out to other players getting involved. And when he's doing that, that's catching the Pioneers a little off guard here, especially more so in the second period at one point.
And Colton, the Yale Bulldogs are 7 of 10 from the free throw line in the first half.
So you're making over 70% already. You're getting those points from the line. You take those 7 points away right now. It's 30-20, but they've been making them. So
yep. For
the Croswell Lexington Pioneers.
And then for Croswell, their leading scorer, they've got two players with 6 points. Cameron Saunders has 6, and Max Knoll has 6. Then you've got 4 players with 2 apiece. You've got Nolan Campbell with 2, Reese Knoll with 2, Shane Slanik with 2, and Alando Mendoza with 2. And the Pioneers are 2 of 4 from the free throw line. But with that, Nolan Campbell only having two points, he spent most of that first half on the bench with 2 early fouls.
How many fouls does he have right now? Do you know?
He's got just 2.
Still 2. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So the second half should be okay as long as the Pioneers can keep him out of foul trouble, try to get back in this game.
37-20. Quite a good first half here for the Yale Bulldogs alone and for their defense.
Yes.
Really disrupting looks for points for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. But, hey, they got 20 on the board right now, down by 17. We know, we just saw a game here in the JV game, how that can dwindle really quick here. Second half action coming up. 37-20 at the half. It's the Yale Bulldogs with the lead against the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. High school boys basketball on a Thursday night here at Croswell Lexington High School. We'll be right back.
We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with the Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri-County Equipment has the 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $15.99. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County. Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support Cause Lex. We support our community.
Get more for your money with More Motors of Caro. Hi, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. The temperatures have dropped and so have our prices. We have a wide selection of brand new SUVs from Ford, Jeep, Chrysler that are all under $40,000. And we're not talking base models. Get a 25 Ford Escape Platinum with up to $5,000 off sticker, 24 Ford Bronco Big Bend or Outer Banks, 25 Jeep Compass Limited, all under $40,000. Up to $7,000 off sticker on brand new 25 Ford F-150s and a selection of Jeep Wranglers, all for less than $50,000. The best part? Unlike other dealers, we take pride in transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. There's plenty of dealers out there that will say anything just to get people in the door. I've been in the business for 30 years, and I became known as the King of Cars by taking care of my customers. So come see me, Denny, the King of Cars, or any of our staff at More Motors of Carroll. Be treated fairly and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll for 60 years, or check us out on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
All right. Okay, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Getting ready here for second half action. It is 37-20, the Yale Bulldogs with the lead. With me, Jeremy Burgess, for this Thursday night boys basketball game. Yale pretty much full control of this game in the first half. You were looking at double-checking something. What were you double-checking about?
The fouls for both teams here. The only people in foul trouble was number three, Nolan Campbell for Croswell's got two. And then for Yale, number five, Andrew Hubbard's got three. And Ryan Fisher has two. So that'll be a couple key guys to watch out for both teams going forward.
Yale Bulldogs will open up a possession. Jackson Kohler right in front of us now. They are moving from left to right on your radio dial web stream. Driving to the basket, Ryan Fisher for two. He misses that one. Rebound, fast break attempt, long pass from number four to number 21. Shane Slanik with a long pass from Reese Knoll. It is 37-22 to open up the scoring. Croswell makes the first points, but the lead by Yale.
Croslex comes out here in a 2-3 zone defense to start the second half, which worked a little bit better in the first half to slow this potent Yale offense down.
Another missed attempt there by Yale Bulldogs. Croslex to pick it up. Almost stolen back by number three, Tyler Debs. Garnett Kohler pulls him out. Kind of talked to him. Oh, he's at, give him a teaching moment. Yeah. Coming in, number 11, I believe, in this game. Clayton Harmon. Loose ball by Yale again. Loose ball again. I think Yale last touch. It should be Croswell-Lexington ball. No, I guess last touch by Croswell. Or a kick ball, supposedly. But now they're saying Yale touched it last. So. All right.
But that's what both coaches love to see right there, is that hustle on the floor.
Diving
on that floor for that ball. Laying all out for your team.
All right, it'll be Croswell-Lexington with the dribble inbounds pass. Number three, Nolan Campbell at the point. He'll go to the right side, three-point range. To number 23, Max Knoll. Knoll into Saunders. Saunders tries to get to a right corner pass to Slanik. Ball was deflected out of bounds by Yale.
Yale is back in their man-to-man defense against the Pioneers.
Inbounds pass from the baseline way up top to the right side to Nolan Campbell. For Croswell-Lexington, he'll go to the high post. Fisher right there to seal him off. And he slips away. Campbell up for two down the right lane. Slapped away by Fisher after the miss. We have a whistle called. I think the ball was last touched by Yale as it went out of bounds. So still Croswell-Lexington the ball. Right side of the baseline glass. Inbounds for Campbell. Over to number four, Reese Knoll. He'll make the dribble now to the right side. Hands it off to Nolan Campbell. Goes to the point. High post, middle of the paint. Bounce pass left side. And could not handle that ball to follow through on the layup attempt. But Yale.
Out of bounds off Yale here. Pioneers retain possession.
37-22. Yale Bulldogs leading Croswell in the third quarter. 6:13 to go in the third. Inbounds pass. And a hard pass underneath the basket to number 23 for a shot attempt. Max Knoll. That pass came from, I do believe, Campbell. And a foul is called.
Foul on the Bulldogs, number 41, Ryan Fisher. That's his third. Sends number 23, Max Knoll, to the free throw line where he sinks the first attempt.
So it's 37-23, free throw, 6:08 to go.
The second free throw is up and good by Max Knoll.
And it's been all Pioneers so far here in the third quarter.
We're going to have a blocking foul on the Pioneers, number 21, Shane Slanik. His second, team first. It will be Bulldog ball on the out of bounds on the sideline.
Inbounds pass to Kohler to the top. He'll move over to the right. Bounce pass to number 23. He'll, oh, miscommunication. It was number 23, Joshua Owls, looking for number 21. But it looks like Roslex might have deflected it.
Yep.
So that's what happened there.
Yale will retain possession here. Kohler passes the ball inbound.
That's to Braden Bullard. And back to Kohler in the high post. Double team at the top, you see there. And that disrupts the play there.
Yep.
Saunders tries to pick it up for Croswell Lexington. And we have a timeout called to maintain possession. And even Coach Campbell chirping in the ear said you should have called foul there. 37-24, 5:43 to go here. It is Yale with the lead in the third quarter.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
On the inbounds pass, coming out of the timeout, driving the basket, number 23 with a shot for two right in front of the rim, Max Knoll. It's 37-26, and it's all Croswell Lexington here in the third quarter. As we continue counting down now, it's 5:10 to go here. Yale comes down with the ball after the points made by Croswell Lexington. Slapped away, stolen away by Croswell. Can they get a fast break? Another steal, this time by Yale. Jackson Kohler from behind. He'll have the ball go to the high post. Holds up. Down the left lane, into the paint. Slapped away in the block. Focusing on that ball was number 23. The slap it out of bounds, Max Knoll. 4:53 to go, 37-26. Inbounds pass from the baseline for Yale. They'll have possession. Four different players just touched that ball right there. Need one more. Oh, number 21 almost touched. It would have been all five players touching the ball. And he does. So all players touch the ball in this possession with the passing. Jackson Kohler with it.
The Bulldogs here are spreading the offense out, trying to get into the teeth of this zone defense here for the Pioneers.
It'll be number 23 with possession. He's double-teamed, being trapped. And he'll get a timeout called.
Timeout called by the Bulldogs here.
because he was rolling around and he wanted to lose possession on the double team. So calls a timeout. Yale Bulldogs, they lead 37-26, have yet to score here in the third period. We'll be right back.
McKenzie Health System is proud to announce the availability of the Advanced GE 1.5T Voyager MRI scanner to the Diagnostic Imaging Department. This state-of-the-art wide-bore scanner offers the latest technology for more accurate imaging and greater patient comfort. The wide-bore design provides more space and a less restrictive experience, accommodating a broader range of patients, including those who may feel anxious in traditional MRI machines. Our scanner delivers high-resolution images interpreted by expert radiologists, ensuring accurate results for your provider. Our MRI services include both contrast and non-contrast options tailored to meet your provider's orders, all delivered by our experienced, compassionate staff. Accessing this service is convenient, with close parking and seamless entry through our outpatient services area. Schedule your MRI appointment today by calling 810-648-6110. McKenzie Health System, bringing cutting-edge technology and quality care close to home. Learn more at mckenziehealth.org/MRI.
Long timeout called by Yale Bulldogs to maintain possession. 4:21 to go. It's 37-26. Croswell Lexington down by 9, but they're tripping away, and Yale has yet to score so far in the third period. Inbounds pass to the right sideline. Up top to number 23, Joshua Isles. Hands the ball off for the Kohler. Kohler around the perimeter to the left corner.
The Pioneers come out here in a different defense.
No good for the three-point shot by Kohler, but picked up offensively by number 3, Tyler Debs. But the ball is knocked loose, stolen away by Nolan Campbell of Croswell. For 3, right wing after the pass by number 21, Shane Slanik. Getting the pass from number 23, Max Snow from the right corner to the right wing for 3. It is now 37-29. 3:39 to go. Yale hanging on to the lead, but yet to score the third. For 2, left corner no good, and off the foot, trying to grab the rebound offensively by Isles, and it goes out of bounds, and it's Croswell ball.
And Croswell is changing up defenses on each possession here. Number 41, Ryan Fisher, comes back in the game. Coach Kohler says, I've got to have my big guy in the middle to calm the nerves here.
All right, 37-29. Croswell has possession now in this third period. It's been all then, 3.5 to go in counting. Nolan Campbell, pass over to the right corner. Back with the ball is Campbell to the right corner. He's double-teamed, throws it over number 4 for 3. Good! Number 4, Reese. No! Timeout call by Yale. It's 37-32. 3:11 to go. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM.
Full timeout.
Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
All right, welcome back. 37-32. Timeout called by Yale. It's 37-32. Back-to-back threes within 5 now. Yale has yet to score, and you point out that you've seen
the Croslex Pioneers here to start this third quarter. It's on their offense is ball movement. The ball is not sticking in anyone's hands, and that's creating havoc on the Yale defense and creating open lanes and open shots for the Pioneer offense.
So you're saying Croswell maybe hang on to the ball a little bit too much?
In the first half, yep.
Now they're just, now they're just like getting, a pinball machine yep, out there right
yep,
now.
Yep.
And we've seen right now that right wing three-point area, players have set themselves up to get open from the right corner pass on that side of the floor. 37-32, there's been back-to-back threes right there. The last one by Reese Snow via Campbell. Max Snow with the other one. 3:11 to go in the third period.
The Bulldogs still looking for their first points of this second half. Croswell's going to do a three-quarter court defense here to try to speed up the Bulldogs a little bit more.
Crossing the timeline. Isles with it. I thought he might have took an extra step. But he was fouled between two Croswell Pioneer players.
A foul on number 35 for the Pioneers, Orlando Mendoza.
Isles will come out of off the floor after getting fouled. And in is number 21, Braden Bullard. Inbounds pass by number 5. Got to get it in before time. Time. Turnover. They could not set up the play there. And you got to know Coach Cole is not happy about that. And Croswell gets the possession now. Down 37-32 with under 3 minutes to go. Nolan Campbell coming down with a dribble for Croswell.
And the Bulldogs have been held scoreless here for 5 minutes at least here in this third quarter. Ryan Fisher with the steal for the Bulldogs.
Went up in the air. The pass was not high enough. And now the still is feeling that pressure. Pioneers are throwing it. Look away pass from Kohler to Fisher for the floater. No good. Last touched by Yale. And Fisher is in the game, by the way,
yes,
coming out of that last timeout. We were wondering if he was going to come in late or wait till the fourth quarter. But
yep,
you mentioned maybe that's why you're not feeling that defensive pressure.
And to calm the nerves of using that senior leadership out there of Fisher.
2:28 to go. Croswell Lexington gets the ball back. They're down by 5, 37-32 in the third. Mendoza down the baseline to number 12 in the game. He'll throw it over to Campbell. Back to number 12, who's in the game. That would be Kaden Osmolowski. Over to the right side, Cam Saunders to Campbell. Into the paint to Mendoza at the elbow. He is double-teamed. He'll pull away and say it's a jump ball.
The ball, the Pioneers will retain possession on the jump ball.
Campbell's saying to Mendoza, you got to get that ball out, out. If you know you're not open, don't stay trapped. Get it out to an open player. 2:04 to go here in the third. It's 37-32. Still cross the ball after the jump ball. Over to the right corner, Saunders. He'll go to the paint. Lays it up for two. Yes! Right in front of the rim. 37-32. 37-34.
Kohler goes right to the rim and is fouled on the layup attempt. He will go to the line to shoot two for the Bulldogs. The foul is on number 35, Orlando Mendoza, for the Pioneers.
37-34. All Croswell in this third with 1:51 to go.
Kohler at the free throw line looking for the Bulldogs' first points of the third quarter, and the first one is up and good.
Ends the drought. That's the first points they scored here in the third at the 1:51 mark.
A 6:09 drought here for the Bulldogs to start the third quarter. Kohler's second free throw attempt is up and good.
39-34. They got within three. Now extend their lead by five are the Yale Bulldogs. And if you want somebody on the free throw line, that's who you want.
Yeah.
Croswell Lexington with possession. Into the paint from Noel. Down to the left to Slanik. Bounce ball. It's chipped away. Taken away by Yale's Jackson Kohler. Lays it up for two. Yes. 41-34. It's the Kohler show here.
The Bulldogs switch up their defense. Go a little 3-2 zone against the Pioneers.
Slanik with the dribble. Over to number 4, Reese Noel. He'll hand it off to Nolan Campbell. Back to the left corner. To Slanik, into the paint, reverse, sidearm layup, no good by Noel. Rebound by Fisher, the big man in the paint. That's why you want him in there.
Yes.
Kohler with the ball and dribble from the pass from Fisher with 50 seconds to go here in the third. 41-34.
Kohler from the sideline yelling out the play that he wants called here.
Right corner for three for Kohler. Wow. Swish. 44-34.
A step back three going to his right for Jackson Kohler. Nothing but net. Pioneers have possession. The Bulldogs deflect the ball out of bounds. It'll be Pioneer ball right in front of their bench with 24 seconds left in this third quarter.
Yale with the lead by 10, 44-34. They have scored their points with 1:51 left in this game.
A very smart play here, getting Fisher out of the ball game on defense so he doesn't pick up that cheap fourth foul
with 20 seconds to go.
Yes.
Counting Saunders with the ball after the inbounds pass from Crosby Lexington. Over to Reese. No! Too high of a pass! And it goes out of bounds. Turnover at Croswell. Yale ball with 14 seconds to go here in the third. Inbounds. Oh, we have a stoppage of play here.
The clock did not start okay. When they inbounded the ball.
This will be a restart.
Coach Campbell is telling his players to get right up on him. To get a little pressure here on the Yale Bulldogs.
Inbounds pass from the left sideline. Kohler back over to number 5. Andrew Hubbard back to Kohler. 7 seconds to go here in the third. Into the paint. Isles up for 2. No good. Rebound Croswell. And that's where we'll end. 44-34 at the end of the third period. Yale Bulldogs with a 10-point lead. Our final frame coming up. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Yale leads 44-34.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy 1 free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for 1 full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Start of the fourth quarter. Yale will open up a possession. Stolen away by Croswell Lexington. It's 44-34. That's where we ended the third, and this is where we're starting right now in the fourth. 10-point lead by Yale. Jumper. Middle of the left lane. Good for 2 for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. It was number 1, Cam Saunders, I believe.
Yes.
44-36. We know that song. Fisher with the dribble, looking for Isles. Hit the back of our equipment right there. That was what you heard. The ball hit our crowd mic.
Yale will retain possession here.
It last touch a Croswell player on a deflection. Open on the left, low block for 2. Could not knock it down, but a put back by Fisher. Draws the foul.
And the ball.
This was after the miss by number 5, Andrew Hubbard. He went for the second chance point on the rebound. Couldn't, and it rolled in, and he's fouled. Fisher goes to the line.
And a delay of game warning. A foul on Shane Slanik, and a delay of game warning on the Pioneers. He slapped the ball out of bounds and after he got called for the foul.
In frustration.
Yep.
So Kohler's not happy that a foul wasn't called?
The free throw by Ryan Fisher is up and no good.
Free throw miss. Rebound, Pioneers. Nolan Campbell from the elbow, right for 2, no good. Pops in and out. Rebound by Isles. Bounce pass over to Kohler, right side of the floor. 6:50 to go in the game. It's a 10-point lead for Yale, leading Croswell. 46-36. He is tripped up.
He's got a blocking foul on number four, Reese Knoll. His first, team second.
It'll be Fisher to throw it in from the right sideline. Inbounds to Kohler in the back court. She crosses the timeline, being defended by Slanik. Kohler to the point, three-point range. He'll go over to the right side. Slanik trying to steal the ball, and he gets a block. He tried to go for three. Slanik says, I'm not having that, but he picks up the foul.
Foul on Slanik. That will send Kohler to the line, shooting three free throws.
Pioneer fans not happy.
That is number four on Slanik. Kohler's first free throw is up and good.
6:32 to go, 47-36.
Kohler's second free throw is up and good. If you're Croswell, this is the player you don't want to see at the free throw line right now. Kohler gets the ball on his third free throw attempt. It is up and good.
Wow, all three free throws. When it's free, you got to make them. 6:30 to go and counting. 49-36, Kohler making all free throws. Shot for two, Reese Snow. And it'll be 6:21 to go. Timeout call by Cross Lexington. It's 49-38. Yale Bulldogs with the lead. We'll be right back.
We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with the Toro Snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro Snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri-County Equipment has the 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $1,599. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County
Equipment. Coming out of the timeout, Croswell-Lexington. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball, inbounds pass. Full court pressure, stolen away by Nolan Campbell. He last touches it, going out of bounds. Right into the direction of Doug Shagney here. Old Chugger. He's a grandpa now, like me.
Croswell extending their defense here to try to speed up and get some turnovers here late in the game.
Fisher gets the inbounds pass to a racing Kohler to the Croswell side. This is not to the right side. For left to right. Good for two. Number five. That is Andrew Hubbard. 51-38.
Excellent look across the lane by Kohler. Pretty much just that little touch pass.
Chipped away. Stolen away. Yale over dribbles, over handles, and travels. Isles just overran himself. And Coach Kohler said, hey, that's okay. I like the hustle. Just next time make it. Still giving him props for the defensive effort there.
Yes.
Croswell Lexington back with the ball. They're down 51-38 in the fourth quarter. Saunders with it over to left side for three. Nolan Campbell, good. 51-41. Three-point shot by Campbell. 5:33 and counting in the game. Yale with the ball. Jackson Kohler with it. Goes to the elbow, pulls out right wing, three-point range to reset this play. 5:15 to go in the game, 51-41. Yale with the lead against Croslex.
Nice cut. Nice cut by number five.
He went from the left corner.
Andrew Hubbard.
Kohler went up to the high post, kind of like a backwards backhanded pass, and boom, knocks it in. Nobody saw that. 53-41 was the score. Taken away by Yale Bulldogs with the steal now. Lays it up. Fisher, and the assist again. Unselfish play there by Kohler again. 4:45 to go. It's 55-41. Always great to get a points off the steal. Croswell will steal it back all by himself. Saunders for the layup for two. And that's due to the steal by number 23. Max Null hands it off for the two-point shot. It's 55-43. Timeout call. 4:21 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Welcome back. We're still talking about that play there, man. Back door, backwards, hand pass. It's because Kohler is drawing two or three players in his direction right now around the wings, or when he kind of steps into a, you know, for a shot or something.
And the unselfish play by Kohler and the familiarity between Andrew Hubbard and Kohler playing with each other, they just gave each other a look and says, hey, they know what they're doing.
Kind of curious that they play some playground basketball on the hard concrete, three-on-three maybe.
Oh.
Taken away by Croswell Lexington after the steal, lays it up. Back-to-back steal shots here for Croswell Lexington. Long football pass from Fisher in the inbounds after the two-point made by Croswell Lexington. It's 55-45.
Out of bounds off of Fisher. It will be Pioneer ball.
Another turnover here by Yale. And that last punch was made by who?
That was number three, Nolan Campbell, okay, for the layup for the Pioneers.
55-45. 4 minutes to go in the game. It's a 10-point lead for Yale. Croswell continuing to play some pretty good play here in the second half. He took his eyes off the ball, but last touch by Isles.
Got a foul called on number 23, Joshua Isles, for the Bulldogs.
Looked like he was just trying to steal the ball, but yeah, ended up hitting the wrist.
That is his second, team first in this fourth quarter.
Inbounds pass to number 23. Pitches it over to Reese Snow for three. Left wing hits the side of the glass. Fisher right there. The rebound again for the Yale Bulldogs. Hubbard with it and the dribble. Has Kohler come out of this game at all tonight?
No, he has not.
45-55. 10-point lead. Fisher all by himself. Look away pass to number three for three. No, two-point shot in the left corner. He'll miss that one. Tyler Debs. Loose ball picked up by Hubbard. Hubbard looking on the other side. Best pass to Kohler. Oh! Looking for a slam dunk. But he made the two. Floats it in, but a nice pass there after the steal. Hubbard to Kohler that time.
Timeout on the floor. Yale calls a timeout.
57-45 is your score. Late in the fourth quarter, Yale with the lead by 12. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mark McGarry for More Motor Sales in Caro. Don't miss your chance to score a deal on a new car, truck, or SUV from More Motors in Caro. With slam dunk inventory specials and a wide selection of vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro, your all-star dealer of the thumb since 1965. Feel like an MVP and score big in the showroom, on our lot, and after the sale with award-winning service from the moment you step in the showroom to when you get back to your driveway. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro since 1965.
All right, welcome back. Timeout called. 57-45. It is the Yale Bulldogs leading by 12 in the fourth quarter. And I'll tell you what, this is a strong second half for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers despite this 12-point lead right now.
Yes. They have came out in the second half. They dug themselves a hole early in that first quarter, but then the second half, they played pretty even with the Yale Bulldogs.
And I was curious if Kohler would reach 35 tonight. He's getting pretty close right now. ...57-45, 3:10 to go, Crosby Lexington ball. He's got
35.
Okay, he got it. I was wondering. Crosby Lexington ball with 3 minutes to go. At the elbow pass over to Reese Noe at the high point. Noe at the point, three-point range. Taking a shot for three, left wing no good. Rebound, Fisher after the miss by number 23, Max Noe. Fast break play attempt, Isles bounce pass over to number 21. The assist, bounce pass to the left side to Braden Bullard for two. 59-45 now. Croswell lays it up from the right corner, runs his way to the right side of the glass for two. Reese Noll make it 59-47.
Still a lot of time left in this game if you're the Croswell Pioneers.
Isles with it with 2:19 to go. It's 59-47. Pass to the high post. Number 21 with the ball in the dribble. Braden Bullard. Bullard with the dribble. Over to Jackson Kohler. He'll dribble around. Pass back up top. They're just trying to kill time here with 2 minutes to go in the game. Bullard with the ball. Fisher trying to set a pick for him. Pass over to Fisher now at the top of the point. With 1:50 to go and counting. 59-47. Kind of curious when Crosby will start fouling. And that's, I think, what Yale's trying to do. But this time, Croswell picked up a steal. But the loose ball comes up. And I think it came off the foot of Yale. And it'll be Croswell ball.
Yeah, but sort of pinballed off both players there. And it was last touch by the Bulldogs.
They're just trying to kill time there. And I'm kind of curious when Croswell will start fouling, too, as well. They'll have possession right here. They're down, though, 59-47 by 12.
They got to have a sense of urgency here if you're the Pioneers. You're down 12 with a minute and a half to go. You've got to start getting up some shots.
Saunders goes for three from the right corner. No good. Bullard with the rebound for Yale. Throws over to Jackson Kohler with 1:18 to go. Long pass over to the side of the court of Yale. And Fisher will have it. Pass over to Bullard on the right side of the floor. With 1:06 to go. Jackson with it. Kohler, that is, with it. Over to Bullard again. He'll go to the top of the point. Around the perimeter. Jackson Kohler with under a minute. Pass Fisher all by himself. Right side. You can't deny that guy 2 points when he's wide open. 61-47. Fisher with those points. Croswell with three. No good. Rebound. Riel will pick it up after the miss for three. Isles, loose ball, foul, or timeout.
Foul on the floor.
All right. Stops the clock with 35.3 seconds to go here. 61-47. 35.3 seconds to go.
A foul on number four, Reese Noll.
Not many fouls here in the second half, I don't think. Or in this quarter. Although there's four on Croswell so far. And one for Yale, who really haven't committed too many fouls themselves in the second half at all. So pretty clean game. Getting the play set up here with 35.3 seconds to go. 61-47. Yale with the lead. They'll throw it in the backcourt to Jackson Kohler. He's got 10 seconds to cross the timeline. And Croswell will foul there.
A foul on number 21, Shane Slanik. That will send Kohler to the line for two shots here.
32.1 seconds to go.
Kohler's first free throw is up and good.
62-47.
It looks like Coach Campbell is emptying his bench here and so, getting these younger players a chance to get in this game.
So he is conceding the game.
Yes.
Showing some sportsmanship here. And I think we'll see if Yale will do the same, and they will. Fisher will come out. Number three comes in. Tyler Debs. Well, I'm wondering if Kohler will come out after his free throws, too. We'll see here if he comes out for the first time in this game.
Kohler's second free throw is up and good. And yes, he does.
Finally, coming out of the game at the 32-second mark, Jackson Kohler. Big game for him tonight. Croswell Lexington, mass substitution in this game with 30 seconds to go. It's 63-47. Yale is going to come away with a win here and hold on to first place and dropping Croswell Lexington down two games behind first place.
A blocking foul called on the Bulldogs, number 23, Joshua Isles. That'll give the Pioneers the ball under their basket.
In the baseline to throw it in, number 25, Alexander Levitt. More Bulldogs coming in. Number 12 coming into the game, Clayton Harmon. Number 22 coming into the game as well, Colton Wesch.
And number 2, Leo Bears.
Burrs. Might be a distant relative of the Millington Burrs, by the way. Long shot for three, no good by Cross Lexington. Yeah, we'll pick up the rebound. Number 22 has a chance for points. Will he lay it up for two? No good. Croswell Lexington comes up with a rebound of the miss with 5 seconds to go and counting. Over to the right wing for three. No good. And that is going to end the game. 63-47. Yale wins the first meeting between these two teams. Substantially right now. 63-47, your final score. Yale Bulldogs over the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Our post-game report coming your way with Jeremy Burgess. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support CrosLex. We support our community.
Are joint pain and injuries holding you back? At McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky, we're here to help you move forward stronger and pain-free. Dr. James Kosher, orthopedic surgeon at McKenzie Health System, has been delivering top-notch care for the community since 2012. For conditions like rotator cuff injuries, sports mishaps, ACL and meniscus tears, fractures, and more. From advanced non-surgical treatments to precise joint replacements, we've got you covered. And at McKenzie's hospital campus, we offer everything you need under one roof. X-rays, CT scans, MRI services, and lab testing all close to home. Non-surgical appointments are available at McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky and at the Croswell Clinic, making it easier to fit expert care into your busy life. At McKenzie Orthopedics, your health isn't just a priority, it's personal. We're here to help you heal, move better, and get back to doing the things you love. Call 810-648-6113 today to schedule your appointment with Dr. James Kosher. Don't wait. Your journey to a pain-free life starts now.
It's a new year and time for a new resolution. How about stronger connections? Start 2025 right with AVS Broadband, the Thumb's trusted internet provider. With AVS Broadband, you get greater capability for streaming, gaming, and everything you do online, more flexibility with plans designed for every lifestyle, and the added convenience of local friendly customer support that's always there when you need us. And now we're making it even easier to get connected. Sign up for any wireless internet plan by March 31st, 2025, and get free installation. That's right. Free installation to kick off your year of seamless streaming and browsing. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932. Don't wait. Start off 2025 with stronger connections from AVS Broadband. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2025.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Okay, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, 63-47. Your final score, the Yale Bulldogs with the win. We'll start off with the Crosville Lexington Pioneers losing this one in the first meeting between these two teams. Your leading scorers and full stat report.
The leading scorers for the Crosville Pioneers, Cam Saunders had 12, Max Knoll had 10, Reese Knoll had 9, and then Shane Slanik and Nolan Campbell both had 7, and then Alondo Mendoza with 2. The Pioneers were 4 of 6 from the free throw line for a total of...
That's all they had throughout the whole game?
Yes.
Wow. It was 23-11 at the end of the first quarter with Yale leading. In fact, Yale, after the tie for 3-point by Knoll at the 4:20 mark, I believe, it was 7-7. But then Yale started shooting those points. They led 19-7 with 1:10 to go before Crosville Lexington finally got some points on the board with a free throw, 19-8 at the 1:03 mark. Second period ended up being 37-20 in that second period. 14 more points scored by Yale and just 9 in the second period for Crosville Lexington. But they had a better second half.
They came out and held Yale scoreless for the first 6 minutes of the third quarter.
Yeah, at the 1:51 mark, free throws by Kohler, and then 2 points by Kohler, and then a 3-point shot by Kohler with 35 seconds to go. That's when the scoring started for Yale. They ended up within, Crosville got within 3 at the 1:59 mark, 37-34. Saunders making that. I do believe it was a 2-point shot, but at the end of the third, 44-34. And then the free throw started coming down here for the Yale Bulldogs. Kind of regrouping for the most part here in the fourth quarter to take the win 63-47. All right, when we come back, your winning scores. Did you want anything else from Crosville to point out?
No, they played.
Better second half.
Yes. But and they know Coach Campbell's got some things that he got to work on and get back in the gym, and let's get right back at it.
All right, your leading scores for the Yale Bulldogs when we come back. They win this first meeting 63-47. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri-County Equipment has a 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $15.99. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Caro, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills.
Welcome back, 63-47. The Yale Bulldogs over the Croswell Lexington Pioneers in high school boys basketball. Your leading scores here for the winning team, the Yale Bulldogs.
Okay, for the Yale Bulldogs, leading them in scoring tonight was Jackson Kohler with 37 points.
Wow, I was wondering if he could get over 35. He must have heard me.
13 of 15 from the free throw line. Their second leading scorer was Ryan Fisher with 8. Then you had two kids, Andrew Hubbard and Braden Bullard, with 4. Blake Dudley with 3. Tyler Debs, Hoyce Cole, and Jason Fisher all had 2. And then Joshua Isles had 1. And so, as a team, they were 14 of 18 from the free throw line.
It's astounding. That's great. And now we're starting, you know, seeing this game, how Fisher is getting his points, his 9-8 points average per game. He's right there on the boards getting those second chance points, or also getting open once he chucks it back out.
Yes.
They're all focusing on shooters from around the perimeter, and they'll throw it right back to him if he gets open.
And what we've noticed is how he is more of the unsung hero for this Pioneer, or for this Bulldog defense or team. He sets the screens, he rebounds, he does all the dirty
and
work.
All that,
And that's what it takes to be a successful team. You have to have them players that are willing to do that dirty work to be successful.
And 37 points, so scoring almost half those points. But I like how Cole is trying to be a well-rounded player also, getting those other players involved. And he is a complete player out there.
Yes.
He is defending. He is stealing. He is rebounding also.
Yes.
But he's trying to get the other team involved because that will really just throw off the defensive plan against him from the other team. Now they really got to spread out and focus. And they did have they had to go to the zone.
Yes. And he knows the importance of keeping his teammates involved and getting them good looks, because when they double and triple team him, he's got to be able to dish that out and get them guys wide open layups.
All right, 63-47, your final score. When we come back, we'll wrap things up and give you what's ahead for both these teams in the next couple games. Coming up here on WBGV 92.5, the winner, Yale Bulldogs, 63-47 over the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Mackenzie Health System is proud to announce the availability of the Advanced GE 1.5T Voyager MRI scanner to the Diagnostic Imaging Department. This state-of-the-art wide-bore scanner offers the latest technology for more accurate imaging and greater patient comfort. The wide-bore design provides more space and a less restrictive experience, accommodating a broader range of patients, including those who may feel anxious in traditional MRI machines. Our scanner delivers high-resolution images interpreted by expert radiologists, ensuring accurate results for your provider. Our MRI services include both contrast and non-contrast options tailored to meet your provider's orders, all delivered by our experienced, compassionate staff. Accessing this service is convenient with close parking and seamless entry through our outpatient services area. Schedule your MRI appointment today by calling 810-648-6110. Mackenzie Health System, bringing cutting-edge technology and quality care close to home. Learn more at mackenziehealth.org/MRI.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination.
They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Okay, welcome back. Just talking to Cliff Amy on his take on it, kind of sharing the same views. We think Kohler might have 40 points.
Yeah.
Might be off here. I'm going to get a picture of the scorebook. So he may have had possibly 40. So I might have to edit that. But, hey, still a great game. And despite that, like I said, just really shares the ball really well here. This Yale Bulldog team looks pretty good at this point. You're pretty much near the midway point right now, which moves the record to currently overall
12-1.
And Croswell will fall to
8-4.
All right, let's take a look at what these two teams have up next. Starting off with the Croswell Lexington Pioneers.
The Pioneers will, next week, they go on the road to play in Elmont and then back home to play North Branch. So they are right in the middle of the BWAC schedule here.
Wow.
And it doesn't get any easier.
Right.
None of these games you can go in and just pencil in a win. It's every night is going to be a battle.
All right. For the Yale Bulldogs.
For the Yale Bulldogs, they've got their next two games next week are home. The first one is against Armada.
Oh.
The second one is Richmond.
All right. Those are trap games,
man.
Yes. You got to be careful of that.
Especially coming off a big win here. You go back home. And you have an Armada team waiting for you.
Well, the good thing is, both teams play this on a Thursday night, so they'll get the a little bit of the a weekend off here to rest up and get ready for those two big games for both teams come next week. All right, 63-47, the Yale Bulldogs over the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Thank you for tuning in here on WPGV 92.5 FM. Thank you to you, Jeremy. Nice seeing
you.
I'll see you next week
for
both games. Next week, I already have our schedule. It's Brown City hosting Sandusky. Girls and boys, Thursday girls game, and it'll be our second look at Sandusky Wolf girls team against Brown City. Scary team, by the way, I think. Despite them losing, only scoring 17 points against Harbor Beach, continue to prove and, gel together, I think they'll be ready for that Sandusky game.
And they're still a younger team, so.
And we've got a dandy tomorrow night. Both teams, Yale Bulldogs and Croswell Lexington Pioneer, girls teams are doing quite well. Yale Bulldogs right now in first place. I didn't really take a look at what Croswell Lexington did here. I should have done my homework on that one. But it's going to be a great game, a big Blue Water Area Conference League game. Tune in for that game tomorrow. High school girls basketball back here at Croswell Lexington High School as they host the Yale Bulldog girls. Tune in for that. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in on WBGV 92.5 FM. We get back to regular programming on 92.5 WBGV. I'll catch you tomorrow night about 7 p.m. for the pregame.